Randy Haddock, a field director for the Cahaba River Society, wades through his rolling playground near Grants Mill Road and I-459, searching for small species on the bottom, gems that reaffirm his commitment to keep it clean and as untouched as humanly possible.
There's another native species called, well, nowadays they call it a delicate spike, Elliptio arctae. They're getting more and more rare. It's harder and harder to find these.
Unfortunately, humans are getting in the way. Human developers who think this stretch, and many others like it near the Cahaba River, are prime places for homes, retail, and all kinds of modern development. But Haddock maintains this place should stay just the way it is.
It's just every biologist that I've ever talked to has always nodded their head and said, yeah, that river's special. It's got a lot of really unique and wonderful things in it.
It is also the source of drinking water for more than 500,000 people in the Birmingham region. So when Jefferson County officials wanted to bore a huge sewer tunnel underneath the Cahaba, crisscrossing the river at least 14 times, Haddock and other environmentalists shuddered. The super sewer was super because of its diameter, 7 to 12 feet in places, and because of its price tag, at least $141 million, all of which was to come from borrowed money for court-ordered sewer repairs. Protesters say there were big problems.
One, this tunnel boring under the river could have caused the collapse of this tunnel, and our drinking water would have literally gone down the drain.
Adam Snyder of the Alabama Rivers Alliance.
And the other critical issue was that the development that could ensue from this sewer could have degraded our drinking water. And our drinking water is not like a tissue that you can pull out of the box and another one comes up. Once it's gone forever.
The county commission eventually voted to stop the project, with the only remaining detail of how to remove the tunneling equipment, a fiery debate in itself. But Jefferson County Commissioner Steve Small says these types of debates are likely to continue if there's not a better understanding of how to limit or accelerate growth.
It is a mistake for anyone to try to control growth with sewer system, with the sewer system. You should determine what type of growth will come into a certain area by zoning. And people say, well, I am for jobs, but I am against expansion. Well, you can't have it both ways.
But there are some leaders in the county who believe you can. Near a proposed shopping center on Deerfoot Parkway near I-59 in Trussville, crickets and cicadas sing, clinging to the brush along the banks of the upper Cahaba. Despite their close proximity to the road, the creatures and the trickling waterway are protected from an ordinance passed in 1999 that limits the amount of growth along the river. The 125-foot buffer zone, or overlay, protects the area from development and harmful chemicals. It's the only ordinance of its kind in Alabama. Trussville Mayor Gene Melton says it is a commitment to smart and environmentally friendly growth.
I think what we're doing out here, the environmentalists see that we're sincere about trying to protect our environment. We're not giving them lip service on one hand and messing up the environment on the other. We were the first ones to do our overlay to protect the Cahaba River. And we're continuing to beef that up and to beef up our other ordinances as far as retention and stormwater.
Mayor Melton and the city of Trussville are also involved in a land use study of the upper Cahaba watershed. Along with Hoover, Mountain Brook, Jefferson, and Shelby counties, a host of environmental organizations are involved in the research. Groups such as the Cahaba River Society and the Nature Conservancy, and landowners, including U.S. Steel, are participating in hopes of addressing the future needs of the residents along the river and the stresses of future development. Larry Watts is with the Regional Planning Commission of Greater Birmingham.
The truth is there is very likely to be continued development in the Cahaba watershed one way or the other, whether it's on sewer or septic tanks or however it gets developed. But what is the kind of development that might be most appropriate to allow some continued economic development in the Cahaba, at the same time protect the sensitive water sources there?
The Planning Commission, overseeing the study, has scheduled a public hearing next month. The Alabama River Alliance's Adam Snyder says the study is a good first step toward curbing uncontrolled growth along the Cahaba. And after the super sewer controversy, it could very well be the first time, at least regionally, that there's been a real effort to get environmental and developmental interests together on the same page.
My hope with this whole super sewer thing is that we didn't just stop something, we created something.
Namely, some dialogue. I'm Steve Chiatakis.